Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he discusses the matter of whether the doors of the paradise, whether they close after the believers enter the paradise or not. You know that when the disbelievers enter Jahannam, when they finally enter the fire, and each and every single one of them has entered the fire, we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to protect us from being of those of the fire. But when they enter the fire, the door closes. The door of the hellfire closes. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, إِنَّهَا عَلَيْهِمْ مُؤْصَدَةً. As they enter the hellfire, the doors of the hellfire shut closed behind them. And this is to add more fear in their hearts. And it is to add more and more upon the punishment upon them, that the door is closed. In other words, there's no exit. That's it. However, the question is, when the believers enter the paradise, do the doors close after them or not? Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he says that the doors of the paradise shall remain open forever and they never close. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ مُفَتَّحَةً لَهُمُ الْأَبْوَابِ مُفَتَّحَةً لَهُمُ الْأَبْوَابِ, that the doors of the paradise remain open forever and they never close. And why? Why is this the case? Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he says, that is to imply for the believers in the paradise that they will live safety and security and not to worry about a thing in their life anymore. SubhanAllah, unlike in this worldly life, you know, in this life, there's no one except that he locks his door after he enters. You enter your house, you lock the doors. Why? Obviously, because there's fear that maybe someone, an intruder, something on the outside, some harm enters in my house, so we lock the doors. But in the paradise, there's nothing to fear. There's nothing to worry about. There's no harm. So the doors of the paradise remain open as a symbol for the believers to always look at the doors that are open. They are open because there's no harm. There is no harm that's going to ever reach us. There's always safety and security in the paradise. SubhanAllah.